Do you want to save some serious money? Learn how a simple gadget can double your gas mileage while creating less pollution. The simple gadget does all of this while giving your car more power and longer engine life. Learn more with the link below.
And by the way, Sarah, I predicted that one 2 months before it happened. We've been looking into these different false flag templates and so on. And one of the things, what they do is they leave hidden clues about upcoming events, which sounds absolutely bizarre, but it turns out that it's actually the truth. And this is why I've been able to do that over the years. So I'm up to 15 now, I think, that I predicted on international radio up to 2 months before they happened. So how is that possible if these were just acts that happened, like a crazy young teenager that went amok and started shooting people? How is it possible to predict these things if they were not planned months ahead? And also, I really found what I call a massive smoking gun around this whole Florida thing, because there was right after it happened on the 14th of February, on Valentine's Day, and just a little more than 1 month later, there was the so-called March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., which was like hundreds of thousands of people were in the center of Washington, D.C., the capital of Washington, of the U.S., where you have to ask yourself, it is officially, it was said that it was like a handful of teenagers that stood up with people like David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez in the forefront, very, very well prepared, doing press conferences right away. Everything was like, boom, websites were up, Twitter things, everything.
They're too organized.
And then in less than 5 weeks, they had that. So one of my sources contacted Homeland Security and asked, really, how long would it take to get a permission, just the permission for such a march? And it turns out that the normal one is 180 days. That's 180 days. So my contact emailed a man at the Homeland Security Bureau. His name is Officer Scott C. Earhart, badge number 2372. He's the Homeland Security Bureau Special Operations Division, Planning and Logistics, the Metropolitan Police Department in New York. New York Avenue in Washington, D.C. And what he answered was, "Good morning. In reference to your inquiry concerning the March for Our Lives demonstration here in the District of Columbia on March 24, 2018, MPD received a permit application several months prior to the actual event. And there were several months of planning to this large event. If you are requesting additional information reference to this event, please follow the below steps to file a Freedom of Act request." So what does that tell you? That it tells you exactly that this was not just a random act of violence. This was a massive false flag planned months ahead, and where the demonstration in Washington, D.C. was not by these teenagers. It was actually a TV producer, very well known. Her name is Dina Katz, and she's, among other things that she's a producer of, is Dancing with the Stars. Also the Women's March in Washington, D.C. And when you see the backing, the funding of this whole thing, to be able to get all of this sorted and fixed and prepared in less than 5 weeks, it takes a massive amount of people, lots of experience, lots of money. And when you track it down, there's so many of these organizations connected to George Soros that are just backing the whole thing, including George Clooney, who is Council on Foreign Relations, one of the voices from there. So what does that tell you? It was not a real event. Absolutely not.
I don't know why these people sell their souls. It's like they're lining up to sell their souls. Sign me up. I'll do bad stuff for money. I don't care. It's like, gosh. I can't question people who are starving and can't take care of their kids. Okay. I'm not going to judge you. But for all these rich a-holes in this country who line up and are ready to sell their souls for money, when you can live very well and be a good person, that there's something wrong with them.
But Cody, please tell us about what are the desire, what, how powerful are these desires that can make you
Well,
go
I'm
into these
sorry, Cody,
areas?
and
That's
you
from
might
what
be
I'm
somebody that is had that. So you tell me why. Just because I don't understand it, you tell me why you got out of it and you became a better person. So how can, and there, I'm sure there's other people just like you who are like, they want to get out so bad and they're stuck. So can you talk about that?
Oh yeah, I appreciate it. It's there's so many. What Ola and I and other researchers and people are trying to do, Sarah, is to help other whistleblowers and other people who, like you said, have seen so much stuff, and it just makes you sick in your heart, and you want to talk, and but you can't, and it's all secret. And for me, and my thing when I was young, I was greedy for money. You know, my base pay was $20,000 a month cash. You know, we never put things in the bank or anything like that. There was no paper trails or any kind of things. And then some jobs we had were $50,000 a month, you know, and we were on call a lot. And other months we made more than that per month, depending on if we ran a side operation on the existing op that we were on. But my motivation was greed. And then when I got into it and I saw more and more of it, and I have severe PTSD now. I used to have bad dreams about some of the things we'd done. And then when I had my near-death experience and I died in the hospital during Project Slammer, I realized, you know, that we're spiritual beings of light and that this earth life is temporary and there's a higher, bigger thing. And I came back, I totally changed. It took a near-death experience for me to wake up to the higher levels of truth and light. And so I had a spiritual experience. And I had been drinking heavily towards the end of my operational effectiveness, and that covered my PTSD and stuff. But I was greedy for money. You know, I used to have Cadillac limousines and Mercedeses and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, the money is addicting. It's like a drug when you have lots of it and you're dealing with it. And the power that comes, you know, with holding a silenced machine gun over somebody's head or something, that power trip, some people really get off on that because it strokes your ego. So there's greed and power and money are the dark sides of our ego and our lower nature. And that's what I succumbed to. And then later on, after I died, I realized, you know, there's a higher, bigger thing. And that's what worked for me. Some people never get out of it, though, Sarah. You see them, and they're so evil. They're so dark. They get so caught up in it. You know, a penthouse apartment and three swimming pools and two helicopters is not good enough. They got to have four helicopters or two jets. And no matter how much money they get, they want more and more and more and more. And they're never satisfied, no matter what. And it's actually a form of psychosis. It's a sickness, like a gambler who cannot stop gambling, or a drug addict who cannot stop shooting heroin, no matter what he does. And so to those people, you know, they're hopelessly caught up in the dark side. And this is a spiritual war, you know, between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And we have to stand for the light. And the people that are doing the dark stuff, they have to do whatever they're doing. But it's a big question, and it's very deep. And one answer that works for one person, you know, may not necessarily work for another.
Well, and I think most people can relate to that greed and money thing as when we're coming out of our teenage years. A lot of us are like that because that's kind of what we're geared for. We're geared for making money, for being successful, getting a career. And, you know, how do you get, we're not training people to be looking at success in a more holistic way.
Right.
Right. I mean, success is, go ahead.
It's the overall pervasiveness of the material, you know, Western model, where you take deficit finance trips on your credit card to Walmart. And even though you might have 20 pairs of shoes in your closet, you go buy a couple of more because they're on sale. And we've all been inundated with the propaganda and the subliminals, even the black and white TVs back in the 50s and 60s, you know, some of that is subconscious. And you're right, we're all geared in a material, you know, if you got a Volkswagen, then get a Mercedes. If you got a Mercedes, then get a Ferrari. You know, and just keep pushing more and more and more. And that model is perpetrated, you know, by the bankers and the corporations that look at us as their chattel and as their slaves. And if they can mind control us to buy their products and stay in their system, you know, they've done their job quite well.
The cannabis industry is expected to grow from $150 million in 2018 to over $57 billion by the year 2027. This is a ground floor opportunity, and Greenflower has a free ebook showing the 500 best jobs available in this huge expanding market. Click the link below to learn more and to get your free copy.
Well, it's that mindset that allows them to be able to recruit people to do their work. But them seeing us as cattle is what allows them to use us for nefarious purposes, right? Because a lot of people can't believe that false flags or human trafficking or any of these horrible incidences, you know, ritual child sex abuse, all these things could possibly be going on. And the only way that you could actually understand it is to know that the people with that much power and money see you as cattle. They see you as things to utilize to make more money or to deal. They don't see you as people and human beings. They see you like they use people. But, they use animals. They use us.
Right.
Yeah, but when you look at how we use animals, I mean, most of us just see a walking hamburger instead of seeing this beautiful living creature who is here on the planet for a reason. But that's the way we are being brought up. If you're in India, you would never ever do anything bad to a cow. You know, so it's how are they brought up? It's just a different way. And most of the individuals that I encountered in the higher levels of or come in contact through other people, these people have often been broken down by their parents and also sort of brought up in a way so that when they look at us, they look at something worthless. I mean, we look the same, but we're not the same in their mind.
Well, it's just, it's like a chicken or a cow, how we process them. They just see us as things they can process and use.
Totally.
That's the only thing I can, you know, relate it to of how they could get to that point.
Yeah, and also when you see how easily manipulated we are, I mean, can you blame them for just if you're in it and you can control masses just like this and,
it's easy,
you know, you say go left and then they go left, you say go right and then they go right. You know, you wave some money here and with some money there and they will just crawl around and do anything for you. Can you blame them for losing respect for us? I think not. So we have to regain our self-respect and all of these beautiful values, you know, instead of just pointing blamingly at them because they're using us. We are letting them use us. And that is a major problem, I think.
I agree 100%. Well, let's talk about August because we didn't get into that deep. I keep laughing because the false flags in August were off the charts. Why? Why is that off the charts and where are we seeing it?
Well, why we're seeing it is like that you have to see the New World Order, the agenda, what is going on here, how they're trying to push us into a one world fascist state with a one world army there to control us, not to protect us, with a one world religion. They're trying to destroy all religions so that we will join under the New World Order religion type of thing. A one world digital currency, which is very, very dangerous because then once the real money is gone and it's all digital, then whoever controls the chip in your card or the chip in your hand or whatever controls you. And this is where you see countries like Sweden now. It's very scary to see the money. The cash money is gone. It's like 98% gone. Banks don't deal with money There's nothing. It's just gone. And this is where it's so easily controlled. If somebody with a bad intention steps into power.
So are they ramping up with all these? Are they ramping up that agenda, or are they fearful that their agenda is being messed with? Or both?
No, I think it's I can only guess. I don't know from the inside, but what I do believe is that they are starting to show their ugly face here. These forces that have been behind the curtains for so many decades without most people noticing it, now it's suddenly they're showing themselves, because in a very brutal way, if you look like YouTube, Google, how they're just destroying and deleting websites right, left and center, they're censoring. Why would they need to do that if they were so powerful?
Yeah, in
it's
this
because
country,
so many people.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's because so many millions of people are becoming aware of what's going on. And the more we become aware, we also start understanding how few they really are. And I would suggest they, in quotation signs, are in the thousands when you get into the real key positions in this whole brutal death machine that is trying to control us. And we, the free individuals, are absolute billions of people. So there's no balance whatsoever. Meaning that the day then when we actually see what's going on, just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, and she pulls the curtain and we see, my God, there's so few, and most of them really old, weak men with no power except our power, that they can only get control of through deception, through manipulation, and through fear. And this is why they need this, they have this incredible urge all the time for creating new dangers, new things to be afraid of, because that's the only hope they have to control us.
Well, what do you think of the new warning, or the new Trump named the month of September Disaster Preparedness Month or something? I don't remember exactly what he called it, but it's basically to get families prepared for disasters and to have a plan in case something happens, either a natural disaster or some kind of death, and to be ready. People think it's to be ready for the reset. People think it's, is that something that's helpful for people, or do you think it's, I mean, what do you think about that?
If step one, how does it make you feel? It makes you scared. Okay,
it
so
does.
That's the fear porn, big time. Not option two, it's a super good idea to be prepared, to have food at home, to have diesel or whatever stored, to have so that you are self-sufficient should anything go down. That is a perfect thing. So I would say prepare yourself, and then prepare for the worst and hope for the best, and keep the intention very high and your spirit very high. And so have you ever heard a politician say a true word? I ask you, really.
No,
I
you
don't
haven't.
Know if I've
I think
ever.
I think we have a lot of hope where we really want somebody to take down this deep state. And I mean, people just so bad want Trump to be for real and this Q thing to be for real.
But then
I know,
I say the same. I would love him to be that the savior on the white horse. But if he was that, why does he not see through so many of these false flags that are so easily, exposed as what they are? Why does he keep standing up? We stand here in sympathy of the victims, yet another horrible thing. No, it's not another horrible thing. It's one and yet another thing, part of the agenda, which he also is part of, apparently. Otherwise, he would just see through that. He's got the best experts ever, the best advisors. He's got all kinds of super duper, all the money in the world, and he can't figure things out. That's a simple person like myself and other researchers.
Well, and I think you got a perfect point. And I think that's where people are. The people who really believe in Trump and his actions, I want to stay hopeful. It's kind of at the end where you got to start doing some things. Otherwise, it's hard to believe that this is really true. You know, all these sealed indictments and stuff. Well, we got to start seeing some of these things to, you know, at some point we can't just go on forever with a carrot on the end of the string. And then people who are just don't believe it at all, you could probably get a lot of those people in your camp if you start doing it. But I mean, I can see where everybody's at with this. I mean, it's hard to believe anything.
I don't believe anything. I really
understand.
I'm skeptic to everything that comes through mainstream media. I will say that is really horrible if it's true. Let me check it out first. That is very incredible, blah, 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 if it's true. I keep this question mark there because over it's 35 years of my life that I've been, I thought I knew things. I mean, it's almost like an unlearning process on a daily basis where you just find new layers of deception and lies that are put on top of us and through history books that turns out to be manipulated. And it's so confusing. But if somebody really wanted to make a real difference in the world, it could go very fast. If the intention is pure, if the intention is right, things could move fast, very far.
Well, especially
very
forward, now.
Very fast.
Especially now, because there's more and more people awake.
Yeah.
And we have a media that, and if people really thought you were doing the right thing, you could have people lined up behind you left and right. I mean, it just has to.
Sarah, I spoke to, I don't know anything about money or finances and so on, but I spoke to this guy he's what you call a national economist in Sweden. He's very interested in international politics and economics and the whole thing. And we were sitting talking about, you know, how to accomplish change in the world. And he said, do you know how long it would take with the right intention to get the world in balance financially? And I said, I don't know, 7 years. He said 48 hours. I mean, I don't know if he's just full of it, but just to say 48 hours, that gives me hope. If it's 7 months or something, if it's that fast with the right intention, I think that is incredible.
Well, I think
but
you can cut the snake.
So much.
You cut the head off the snake really quick. Bam.
It goes super fast with the right intention. With the right intention, and also when you release people out of debt that is created out of thin air and get the shackles off them, countries out of this debt that is also created out of thin air, you know, just to control them. Because it's not the money that these powers are after. It's the debt. It's through the debt that they can control you. That is where the real power is.
So, Cody, what do you think of all the false flags that are going on right now? Where do you think the world's at?
Well, we swim in a pool of organized deception. Just here in America. It's around the world. And New World Order elites, their main plan is to fragment our consciousness through fear. And it's a very clever process called gradualism. Just like, you know, remember, Sarah, back in the 1960s, we had a spate of political assassinations, you know, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and so forth. And then you fast forward to, 2010, 2012, and there now we've had a whole decade of school shootings, Parkland, Sandy Hook, it goes on. And they're using this process of gradualism, you know, to create these events which instill fear, and they keep our consciousness fragmented. And so when we're fragmented, then we're not unified. And the people becoming aware of all this stuff and the mass arising of higher consciousness, that's what they're here to stop. They want to keep us dumbed down. They want to keep us controlled with fear. They want to keep us separate where we are all picking at each other and arguing about gun control and arguing about all these issues. Meanwhile, they just keep plying their ugly trade over and over and over. And until we wake enough people up and get them used to this paradigm, this kaleidoscope of fear that they're putting out, bombings, shootings, you know, goes on and on, war. until we rise up against that and get enough people to see what they're doing, I think this stuff's going to continue. I think that here after the midterm elections, United States, that they'll probably pull some other false flag. I've heard some people talking about October this year, just before the elections, of what you call an October surprise. There's no telling what these evil people will cook up. And it's just like a war, you know, like Ole's talking about the debt. The bankers love war, and they don't care who wins a war. They don't care about political ideologies, left, right, Democrat, Republican, Muslim, Christian. They don't care about any of that. They care about the debt that the conflict produces, okay? And then they make money selling the arms on one side, and then after the war, like the Iran-Iraq war, that's a classic example, then they go back in afterwards and loan them more money to rebuild the infrastructure.
And then they control them at that point.
Right, until people wake up to this greed-based paradigm, and then all the stuff that comes downstream from it, you know, like the pedophile rings and the heroin from Afghanistan, all the cocaine from South America, all the arms dealing, you know, and all the worldwide arms, until the massive of people wake up to this stuff, then we're going to be victims of these of the games. We're going to be victims of their mind control. We're going to be victims of their strategic deception and their psychological operations. So we have to, that's what Ole and I know you are trying to do it. We're trying to just kind of gently wake people up and show them some things that aren't on the mainstream media. And it's an uphill battle because we're being censored. We're being threatened. You know, we just have to try to fight these dark forces in the highest and best way we can without falling into a fear paradigm.
I agree
and
with
when
that.
A false we have to go out and look at the pictures and show everyone and go, what do you think? Here's the evidence. What do you think?
And stay on point. Stay on at the evidence. Stay on point. Don't get sidetracked. I like to hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I like to believe in people. That's a hard thing to maintain, but I do. Because I don't want to go insane. But yeah, I know.
We all have free will choice inside of us. And at the heart of this, what I keep saying over and over around the world is this is a spiritual fight first between the light and the dark. And in our hearts, each one of us every day, we can pick and choose the light. That's why I named this book Choosing the Light, and why Ole, you know, independently made his website Light on Conspiracies. If we hold that light, you know, Sarah, a lot of people go, what can we do? I'm just a truck driver. I'm some waitress, you know. I know the world's messed up. I know there's problems. What can we do? Cody, we're just little people. And I say, well, I am too. But what you can do is hold that light and connect to source. I'm not talking about religion or all that. I'm talking about connecting to the creative source in the universe, the power that runs through all things, whales, dolphins, trees. If we can connect to that and hold that light, and hold truth, then enough of us together can change this darkness that's been going for decade after decade. I mean, how many of these false flags over, like Ole says, it just gets so boring. It's over and over and over.
Well, the problem is the poor people that are sacrificed in those false flags. And even worse is the networks of evil, the drug running, the human trafficking, the organ trafficking, but the pedophilia. Were you involved at all or saw any of the pedophilia networks?
Down in Arkansas, when there were three multiply nested CIA operations down there, this is in the time frame of 82 to 85 when Bill and Hillary were operating there. Him as his front was being governor, and her front, Hillary's front, was being at the Rose Law Firm. But they were working for the CIA. And at that point in that op, I had heard people talking about some of the, you know, the pedophile stuff and the sex rings and the cocaine and all that. But I was not involved in that. I have a strict thing, you know, when I, Sarah, if I see anyone abusing a child or, you know, raping one or doing anything, I immediately resort to violence.
Well, that's the natural, that's the natural human behavior. It takes a whole nother level of evil to hurt a child.
You know, to answer your question, if I saw any of that, the people would probably be dead. But I did not see it. So, no, I won't tolerate that under any circumstances. I don't care who it is. I just open up on them with force.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, well, will you guys stick around and do a segment with me for my Patreons?
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now, how can people get a hold of you and see your work and all that great stuff? And you have a book, Cody, so do your plug here.
Yeah, I have a book. It's a 700-page book. Took 4 years to write. It's Choosing the Light, Dark Secrets of the Oklahoma City Bombing. It has chapters in it about CIA mind control and Project Slammer and the Stargate program and various other things. And so people can get that at Ole's website, which is lightonconspiracies.com/Cody. And then I'd like to tell everyone, Ole has a wonderful newsletter every month where when these new false flags come out or new events happen, some of them are not false flags, but he puts evidence and goes through with pictures and stuff, and it's a real good expose of stuff that's going on around the world. And then when you do that, you get get into his vault, and he can tell you about that, all the research he's done over 30 years. It's a treasure trove of information for anyone who's interested in doing some serious research on these subjects.
Well, he gave you a good plug, Ole. Do you have anything to add?
He did indeed. No, I've got my newsletter, just like Cody said, where I try to do it very simple and in mostly photos, just pointing out these things that are so important to see. The different clues, the different things that exposes things as, was it sabotage, was it controlled demolition, or was it just an accident, these type of things. In it also, when you sign up, you get access to the archives, and in the archives you can compare to when I predicted things on international radio as well, and then when they actually happened several months later and so on. Because once you start understanding the language, the way they communicate with us, showing us what they're up to, just like a mad serial killer, then once we understand that they actually leave clues, that it gives us the power to be able to expose it before the next one happens. So this is what I really try to focus on. I'm also on Patreon, Twitter, my Facebook page is like an underground headquarter almost when it comes to the drills. I get the information about drills from all over the world. People are sending me because the drills are more or less always part of a false flag operation. It's not always that the drills are, sometimes the drills are there for your security as a security drill, but if there is a false flag, it will have a drill incorporated in it. So that's one of the things that we have a possibility to expose in time before it happens.
So, well, and all that information is up on your website, and then you do almost a daily thing on your Patreon, and you don't charge for this. So Patreon is a way that you get donations and people are on your Patreon. That's how you survive, right?
I travel around in the world as well, and I do conferences. I've been to, I think, 15 countries. I try to do everything I can as a one-man band with a small little beautiful team around me to lift this world to the next level. And Patreon is what I do on Patreon is I do what I call Ole's Daylights, and that's sort of like 3 to 5 times a week I do about what has happened in the world, if something just has happened, if there's any signs, if there's anything to look out for, and so on. But also I try to empower people also based on Radha Yoga, the science of the mind. About how to deal with difficult situation, how to keep your mind in balance and stay focused, stay high in spirit, and so on, even though you go into very dark areas. And for someone like myself, it's invaluable with this type of very old knowledge, because when you head into the belly of the beast, it gets very scary at times. And that's a good point to be able to stay balanced. So this is what I try to do. So any donations, myself, you, Cody, if you want to support us in making the differences in the world for the absolute best we can do, then please support us in whatever way you want.
Well, thank you so much. And again, we're staying after to do another segment for Patreon.